I love you.
Hello and welcome to episode 10 of Bebo's Legends podcast. Tonight we are joined by
Elias,
Nisi,
Junwen,
and me, Carrie. It's so good to have everybody here this week. We are a rewatch. Oh, come on, dog. She just.
Sorry, it's okay.
We're a rewatch podcast, so every week we watch an episode of Legends of Tomorrow, and then we come together as a team and we talk about that episode. It's really good fun, and this week it's a super special episode as we are giving you Bebo's Legends podcast. God, I didn't even know the name. Completely unfiltered. We are not going to edit this in a single way. You're going to get exactly what we did. And we're going to try and keep it together. But from the get-go, no promises. So episode 10 was directed by David Geddes and written by Phil Klemmer and Mark Guggenheim. Folks, what was your overall opinions?
Well, overall, it was a really, really good episode. But I don't really like when the legends go into the future. I don't know. I just have that feeling from, like, Back to the Future, where they thought that in 2018 we would have, like, hoverboards or something. And we didn't. So that's the kind of feeling I always get when they're in the future, because I don't think the future is gonna look like that. And to all the listeners out there, I got my tongue pierced 2 days ago, so that's why my pronunciation and talking may be a bit butchered this episode.
Well, I'm gonna agree with Elias. I don't like when they go to the future, but not because of that Back to the Future thingy. I like Back to the Future. but because of, they always seem to kind of, I don't know, it's always kind of messy when they go to the future. Like, something is definitely gonna mess up when they go to the future. So, yeah.
I think the episode was okay because I still think that as we know what's coming up next, the first episodes are not as good as the last ones. So that's all. That's what I think.
I agree. It's hard not looking into the future and thinking, like, I know what's coming and it's really, really good. I made the mistake of watching an episode from season 4 earlier today, and then I watched this one, and my general opinion on this episode is just not that very good, and it's because of what I watched before. I watched one of the crossovers as well, and I thought they were really good, so I didn't like this episode. I thought that the people were good and made a few nice moments, and but I just thought, like, they literally made an episode where they were gonna do a thing, then they didn't do that thing, so the thing that they were trying to stop happened anyway. There was literally no point to it. But there we go. So what was, yeah, very good. What was your favorite moment in the episode?
God dang it, I had such a good one while watching it, but I, dang it, it flew out of my head. But I think it was while they were discussing whether or not to kill Protagon, Sarah being like, team kidnapping.
My favorite was of course I liked all the Sarah scenes, that's for sure. I also liked how Sarah was like when she said that they should try and talk to the young protagonist. And Rib was like, what would that help? And she said, well, I know that people can change because I changed. I joined the League of Assassins 2 times and I got over a bloodlust. So if I can change, then maybe he can too. So kind of that was my favorite.
My favorite part was when Savage found the Wave Rider and they start fighting, because it was like the action part and it was so like pium pium and pium. That's all. It's not like my favorite, but it's like the best.
Yeah, I mean, I like a good action scene. I think my favorite moment, it just stood out to me for no apparent reason, so I chose it, and that's it, that's what's happened. But, you know, when, I don't know when it happened in the episode, my brain's broken. It happened at some point in the episode, when it was at the end. You know when they're trying to trade Sarah for Predacon, and
yeah.
Randall Savage has got her, and he's holding her. And then they make the trade and he lets her go and she turns around and she gives him that look. That look is my favorite moment in the episode because she's pissed. She is not happy that he held on her. I like that.
I wouldn't be happy either if somebody were trying to trade me for something and holding a dagger to my throat.
Well, I didn't say it was an unnatural response. I'm just saying I thought her look was like, if you ever do that again, I'm going to kill you. And I felt like it was a good look. So I wrote that down as my favorite part.
I'm not going to... No, dishonor is not the right word. Discredit your favorite moment. But, like, just wanted to point it out.
Sorry, guys, I'm seriously distracted by the names that you guys keep changing yourselves to. Like, okay, what was your least favorite moment then?
Jesus Christ.
Properly as a human being. Well,
I can't function properly, no. Jesus Christ. I'm gonna say Rip first off abducted Protagon from the Wave Rider with the jump ship, then telling him he's gonna kill him and then not pulling through it. Like, Rip went through so many emotions in a matter of 15 minutes. Like, holy shit. And, like, it was just annoying. Just say you can't kill him, or kill him at least.
Yeah. I agree. My least favorite was, first off, that they even... considered, like, I know that Ray and Stein didn't consider that because that's just not, that doesn't go with their character, but they considered killing a kid, and I don't know, he didn't do anything, and he didn't change the timeline anyways, so yeah.
My least favorite part was all the sequence with Ray and Kendra. I mean, what is that? I just hate it. What is that?
You know, I don't know what I preferred most about those answers, whether it was Nisi Fingerbogen during Elias's answer, Nisi being unable to finish a sentence, or Yoon's direct bluntness, don't like Ray and Kendra. Don't know which one was my favorite. However, my least favorite moment from season 1, episode 10 was season 1, episode 10. I just didn't like it. I didn't like the episode, guys. It was not fun. Oh, the shade. That's getting cut out and put on Instagram. Just you, just doing that.
That is okay for me.
yeah.
Jesus, I just... Shit, Nisi, what did you say again? I wanted to say something to that. I just don't remember what right now.
Nisi said...
And you think I remember what I just said?
Nisi said, you know when they... Because you know they didn't, but then they were gonna, and then they said they were, and never actually finished the sentence. The general gist of it was that they were gonna kill a kid.
Oh.
Yes.
Right, I didn't want to say anything to that. I was like, oh, I'm better not gonna say anything to that. Because yeah. You don't know how many times I wanted to slit a child's throat.
Elias. Elias! Elias!
I'm sorry. I'm straightforward.
Yeah, I know you are. And usually your straightforwardness gets edited out. This is unfiltered, guys. Keep your murderous thoughts to yourself. Before we get taken off of fucking Spotify for trying to...
What?
Infanticide? I don't know how you fucking say it. Killing kids.
I put an explicit filter on it, so it should be fine.
And that means you can say you often think about killing children? I don't think so.
Who doesn't?
Me! I don't. Me! Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers. Alright, what was the most meaningful moment for you and your general takeaway from the episode?
The most meaningful moment or moments were all the flashbacks from Kendra and Carter, just forgot his name. For a split second. Because they just show a lot more about the backstory with Savage and the Hawk dudes. Nisi, I'm gonna rip your head off. you're not making it any better. And the general takeaway, I think it was just a filler episode where they were like, oh, we have 12 episodes. We need one more. 15 episodes. We need one more. And they just wrote it in. That was the feeling I got.
Well,
gestures back.
I have to laugh, okay? I think the most meaningful moment for me was, like I said, the scene with Sarah when she was like, yeah, that if she can change, then other people can change too. And then she went to see Rory and she had a good talk with Rory. I don't know. Just she thinks that people can change because she changed. And she did.
I think, well, for me, when Meek tells the legends that the Time Masters are chasing them to kill them, and I take that everybody can change and we can actually get better. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you're massively gonna disagree with me since you already said it was your least favorite moment, but I thought it was really meaningful between Ray and Kendra when they were when she said that the reason that she had fell in love with Carter for 206 times was because she had never met him. I just thought that was really like Oh, I feel like that's true. I feel like none of us know what real love is until we've met Ray Palmer. And that's where I'm at.
Or Ava Sharp.
Or Ava Sharp. People, we really need to start working on getting her into every single one of our episodes, even though we're not at season 3 yet, because Ava Sharp.
Is sharp as fuck.
But guys, we still don't know if she has a belly button.
And if she can get a period.
Does she menstruate? Does she have a belly button? We need to make Ava's anatomy happen.
Yeah, I'm going to ask her, not Ava, but Jess, the next time I'm going to talk to her.
I feel like asking her if Ava has a belly button could be a nice step up on poetry. I don't know. For those of you who don't know, I read a beautiful, beautiful and meaningful poem to Jess McCallum. very serious. It was real craftsmanship.
Very heartwarming.
Yeah, thanks to Yoon for her help, by the way. Some public credit on that. She did awesome. Why am I beeping? Somebody's text me. Awesome. Where are we at? Oh, podcasting still. Okay, guys, sorry. We just got off track a little bit there. Does anybody have any sort of thoughts about the episode that they feel like they want to add? Let's go in a second.
Yeah.
Sarah dreaming about the nurse.
Fuck you. I just wanted to say that.
In the queue and then she's stealing people's answers. She needs to be fired.
No, ooh, I just remembered that. I just remembered that was actually my favorite moment because I completely forgot about that for a couple of minutes. But
me too. I just wrote it down in big letters and I forgot about it.
No, but like, I also thought that it was weird that the statue or whatever of Ray's brother looked so much like Ray. Like, I know that siblings sometimes look a lot like each other, but not that much, except when they're twins, but like...
Oh no, we lost you.
Well? Oh, she's back.
Yes, I would just like to make a public service announcement at this point and say here at Beeble's Legends Podcast, we stan Nurse Carlisle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to my TED Talk. was that you, Elias? Do you have anything else to add or should we run that over to Nisi to see if she has anything else?
Except for stealing my answers, you bitch. Mm-hmm.
I have two more things, if I can say them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first, I love how Jax and Sarah impersonate Stein at the beginning when they were like, when he was like, the future is astonishing, fascinating.
I was gonna say
remarkable.
I love that.
And this boy, the third
Decathlon,
reminded me a bit of Draco Malfoy, how much he mentioned his father. My father will have you killed. If my father hears about this.
Look at Nisi acting out the scene again, all by herself.
I love it.
It was me.
Yeah. Can I just quickly add something to the Predacadon?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we came up with an arranged order before starting filming or anything. Come on, guys. Get shit together.
It usually works if you're just talking in random orders,
I'm just taking the piss.
Yeah, okay. But if any of our listeners have watched The 100, they're gonna see that Predacadon is I forgot his name, but the one maiden Nightblood from Lexa, and when I first saw him as Predagaton, I was like, oh my god, the Lexa child, why are they gonna make him evil? No! So, that's on that.
Thank you. Yoon, do you have anything to add about the episode?
No. I mean, I just thought it was, I don't know. I didn't like it.
I mean, I got a few bits and pieces off of Amazon Prime. Obviously, they have their sort of insight feature where they give you like little tips and stuff. And there were things that I didn't notice at first, but then when I read it and then watched the episode, I was like, ha-ha, look at that, that's true. So for the comic book fans out there, in Rip's office, he has got Katana's mask on the shelf from the comic books, and I didn't notice it at first, but it's there.
I noticed that in, like, season 3 or 4 or something in the background. I was like, oh, Katana's mask!
Yeah, he also has a poster, a wanted poster, up in his office with Jonah Hex on it. Jonah Hex obviously originated from the comic books as well, so I thought that was pretty cool. And also, Predagaton's in the comic books, but he is the time-traveling enemy of the Justice Society of America and not...
Baby Hitler?
From, yeah, where he fits in from the Legends, but I just thought those were some interesting facts that I didn't know, so I thought I'd include them in the thingy-majig. Okay, last call on any final things to say about the episode before we move on.
Not
one. Okay, so coming up next is our world-renowned quiz section. We are going to ask each other questions. We're going to shout those answers out, and we highly encourage you to join in from whatever device you are listening to us on. Shout those answers loud and shout those answers proud. Take it away, Elias.
Oh, crap, right.
Every single week we do a fucking quiz section, like...
Yeah, okay. I have the... Calm down, I have the questions. I just didn't have them open with me yet. what's the virus that Predagaton is gonna blow on the world, I'm just gonna call it that, called?
Armageddon virus. Boom.
Did you have the same question?
No, I just knew that. I'm smart as fuck.
Next one's up.
How many years are the legends in the future? Like, how many years forward?
No shit, Sherlock.
2147, are they not?
Yeah, but how many years is that?
I don't fucking know. When 2017 to 2147 is...
Dex said
it in the episode. And
30?
No. 131, because they started in 2016.
It's not 131.
What the fuck?
At least he didn't say that.
What did he say?
150.
That can't be right. Okay, you think about it right now. They started off in 2017.
And 16.
Then they went to 2147. How many years is that?
I don't know. 100? I just don't know what he said.
Well, he's wrong, and so are you. So ha.
I love you, Kari.
Welcome. I'm here all week. Yoon, do you have a question?
Yeah. What is the name of Perdegaton's father?
Tor.
Perdegaton?
Tor. Perdegaton.
Yeah.
Yes.
Four.
Boom. See, for me, really not liking this episode, nailing these quiz questions. Okay, be prepared to have your minds blown, people, because I noticed some numbers. So, naturally, I had to pick.
If you stole my question, I'm gonna kill you.
How many messages did Leonard Snart have on his glasses?
69, because it's a fun number.
No.
42. Is the answer to anything?
No.
81?
No, you guys are far too high. Like
10, 9,
11,
8. Cheating. This is cheating. Let you
both. Okay, you go.
Five.
You're the closest, but no, that's still not right. No.
Zero.
No, there was, guys, there was three messages. You had three. It very clearly said three messages in the corner.
I'm sorry that I don't look at the corner of my screen if everything's happening in the middle.
Nothing was happening in the middle. Everything was happening around the outside. You need to pay more attention.
Fuck off.
Go ahead with your question. And it's supposed to be piss off, not fuck off, that you say when you get your quiz answers wrong.
Piss off. Better. What does Rip compare Perdagadon to? Who?
Hitler. Adolf Hitler.
Baby Hitler. Yeah, Adolf Hitler. Hitler! That's a hard word.
Words. Words.
Okay. During what time did Carter and Kendra become immortal? Like, during what period?
Ancient Egypt.
Ancient Egypt?
No, I mean, you know what I mean. No, that's what I mean. I don't know.
My brain just did the same thing.
During what... He said something, like, when he explained it to his son, he was like, during the rule of...
Oh, I don't know.
Far too fucking long time ago.
Very, very long time ago.
During the rule of Ramesses II.
That is ancient Egypt, you goddamn idiot!
I wanted that name, please. Not ancient Egypt. I know that myself.
I say we get half a point. Half.
Yeah.
I have no more questions because I had three. And Elias stole one question that it was about the virus. And Nisi, the other one that it was about 2147. So I don't have more questions.
That's amazing. Okay. What time was displayed on Leonard Snart's glasses?
21. Oh, fuck. 10:55 a.m.
No, and please do not just guess every hour of the day until you get it. You get one guess. If you don't get it right, then you can fuck off.
Fuck off yourself.
I'm gonna.
And that's because I care about you.
Yes, it is. Nisi, do you have any guesses?
No.
Yoon?
I have no idea.
Guys, these, you guys know me by now. You should know these are the questions I'm going to ask you. It was 2:43.
Yeah. Okay. And because... we know you by now. I was really scared of you stealing one of my questions. Because my last question is, what year and month does the first flashback from Kendra show on the calendar?
October.
Yeah.
I know this.
Don't you dare look in your notes.
I wrote it down.
No.
Then I don't know.
Anyone else want to guess the year?
1958.
No.
I don't know.
1920!
I knew that. I get half a point. I'm taking half a point. But what do you want? You want to come join the podcast and say hello to all the people who are listening to our unfiltered, uncut version? And they just hear the dog? Mm-hmm. Yeah? No, darling, away you go. Nisi, any questions?
Yes. Where did the big magical meteor smash in?
The Temple of Horus, the hot god. Boom.
Congratulations! Exactly the answer I wanted, not ancient Egypt.
Okay, alright, I'm hitting you with more, let's go. Oh, pants, I've lost them. What is Ray's brother's name?
Sydney.
Yes, queen.
Why do they look like twins, though? That's weird.
My kids look like twins, and they're 2 years apart. Think about Ollie and Archie. They look the fucking same.
Well, we would have to compare a picture from Ollie when he was two to Archie now. Then we could say if they look like
twins. All right, I'll hook you up later on. I'll send you pictures. Just don't dream about killing them, and we'll be all good.
I would never dream of killing them.
I'm just saying, I don't know what goes on in your head. Does anyone have any more questions?
Yes.
Crack on.
What is the color of Pear Deggerton's eyes?
Blue. Green. Brown. I don't know.
Green. No, blue.
Blue-green.
Belle. Seriously. It sounds like you swallowed.
You know what? Dear Curry, you could have known that because I sent you a picture of Pear Deggerton and you could see his eyes very clearly.
Listen, I'm not saying that I didn't look at the picture, but I didn't look at the picture.
He does look like Grip's son, though, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did look at that. Okay. I don't know if I have any more questions, guys. Oh, I do. What did Pear Deggerton dream about?
Baking cookies with his mother.
Baking cookies with his mommy.
You've got an excellent Elias. It sounds like someone's just saying, oh, Belle. My dog's having like a midlife crisis. Like, seriously, go to your bed. It's bedtime. Go to bed. She's playing dead. She doesn't understand basic commands. You tell her, go to bed, and she hears play dead, and then she dies. Okay. Does anyone have any more questions they would like to add? Awesome. Good job answering, everybody. So, we hope you participated in our quiz, and we hope no one is judging you for shouting out at your phone. Coming up next is our Who Said It segment, where we say a quote from the episode, and the rest of the team has to try and guess who said it. Play along at home.
The herd must be thinned.
Vandal Savage.
Yes.
Boom.
I say we undo their handiwork.
Checks?
Nope.
Ray?
Nope.
Damn it. Stein?
Yes!
Congratulations. Well, that's depressing.
Sarah.
Is it?
Right. Am I right?
I don't know. Sarah?
Sarah? Yeah. You're right.
Okay. Who said it? I don't take orders from you.
Rory.
Yes, queen.
I'm sorry. And while you do, you can tell me what's on your mind.
Oh.
Carter.
Yeah!
Oh, well done. That scene just came flooding back to me just as, oh, guess who else is going to get off and join the party, guys? Yeah.
Archie? Or...
Yes. Whose turn is it?
Well, that's debatable.
Snart?
Mick? I don't know.
Ray?
No. Any more guesses?
No.
Stein?
Start.
Nope.
Rip.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Somebody's getting WhatsApp notifications, or am I the somebody?
Yeah, you know how it's working perfectly? Because it just dinged when I got the answer right, and I'm like... The universe telling me how brilliant I am. And humble.
Okay, I have one more, but I think... I mean, you know who said. The future is astonishing.
Stein!
Well, he doesn't say astonishing. He says remarkable. So, but...
It's Sarah.
Yeah. Remarkable is Sarah. Okay.
Who said it? I call Team Robot Army.
Checks.
Yeah.
Who? Who said it? How soon can we leave?
Not.
Yeah.
Who said it? For example, last night you had a rollicking fantasy.
Gideon.
Yes.
Why you keep stalling everything I wrote down?
That's fair. My dog is still playing dead, by the way, guys. I'm actually concerned for her. Who said it? Fine. Team kidnapping.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah. Ding ding.
I don't have any more.
Nisi?
Okay. 150 years in the future, and people still don't like, and people still are wearing wool.
Jax.
Yes.
Boom. I couldn't unmute myself, but I said it at the same time as Kari.
I seen your mouth move, but there was no sound come out, so unfortunately, you suck and you failed. Love you. Any more for any more? I've got one more. Who said it? Sound the bell.
Perdagon Senior or Savage?
No.
Meek or Snart?
Yeah.
When they are about to fight.
Which one?
I have no idea. I think...
Meek.
It was Meek, yeah.
Well done. I would have guessed Snart.
That is when he said it as well, was just at that fight. Wicked. Well, that brings to a close the end of our Who Said It segment. We hope you enjoyed playing along with us that one. Coming up next is our Would You Rather, where... Nope, that's not right. What is happening? I can't read anymore, guys. We could do a Would You Rather, but we're not going to. So, wow. This would normally be edited out, and then no one would know that I can't read and... It takes 50 turns to introduce the segment, but never mind. Here we go. Right, coming up next, guys. So sorry. Finish the quote. Ta-da. Is that right?
Yeah.
Finish the quote where one member of the team will say the first half of a quote and the rest of the team will attempt to finish that quote. We encourage you to play along at home, and I'm sorry, I suck at reading.
It's okay, Kari. The world's population is unsustainable.
I mean, I know who said it. I don't know what they said.
I know.
Lisi, don't read it in
if
your notes.
If you're reading it off your notes, then I'm going to hit you with my imaginary sword.
You're going to sword her with your imaginary sword.
Oh my god.
Repeat that again.
The world population is unsustainable.
No, I don't know.
Okay. Anybody else want to take a hot shot?
Yes, my dog would very much like to.
Yeah, I could hear her.
No.
At current levels.
Current.
Fuck off!
Current.
Yeah, that's cause I can't move my tongue out of my mouth, so fuck off. Current. How else am I supposed to say it?
Current.
Currently.
Current. Yeah, fuck off.
No, current. Current.
I'm sorry.
You're not gonna hear someone.
I'm just saying. Never mind. I'm not mocking you. I'm helping you.
I love you. Need to be more.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
I love you too.
Finish the quote. Previously.
On what? Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes, Queen!
You did not do that.
You just woke up and cheered me on.
Yes!
I am a champion. I am the master of all masters.
Kneel down before Carrie Gator, the master.
Oh god.
Okay. Whose turn it is? I don't know. I lost track.
Okay, finish the quote. What a strange
being you are.
I thought you were gonna say beard and I was like, what strange beard?
No.
No. I've got a song stuck in my head now, thank you.
What a strange. I don't know that. I don't even know.
No.
I didn't get that.
Okay. You don't know?
No.
Okay, what a strange age for dating.
Right.
Well, that's what Stein said.
Yeah.
You know what I understood? I didn't hear what you said, and I understood what is a French beard.
Oh my
god. And I didn't think about last week's episode when Gary was having the moustache.
Put it on a t-shirt.
And you mean the moustache?
The moustache.
Yeah, basically. Okay, what's the use in saving, for fuck's sake, seriously? Seriously, you're gonna mess with me like that? For what purpose? Awesome. Okay, finish the quote. What's the use in saving the world if...
We succumb to Savage's methods. Succumb wasn't the right word, but I don't know the right one.
Stoop. That would be stoop. But yeah, apart from that, you were right. If we stoop to his methods to do so, I'm going to give you that.
Yeah, okay. Where is it? There is it. We already know who pushes this.
Button.
What? No!
I don't know. Say it again?
Who? We already know who pushes this.
Baby out.
No!
Okay, sorry, say it again.
How many more times do I have to say it?
I'm just kidding. No, I don't know who said it. I don't know what the quote is. I don't know anything.
Oh, so you're Jon Snow.
Basically.
Anyone else?
No.
Did you just pick really fucking random quotes from random bits of the episode that don't have any significance to anybody and be like, ha, in your face?
No.
That's basically what I do, yes.
Previously. Which is...
Yeah, but no. We already know who pushes this punk to the dark side.
Oh, yeah.
That's not insignificant, bitch.
That's a lot different than what I was thinking as well.
Pushing a baby out. Yes, it is.
Fair. Fair.
Finish the quote. Well, if it makes you feel any better.
I want to kill them both. I want to kill you both. I want to kill both of you.
Yes!
That was a journey.
Thank you for joining me on this marvelous adventure.
Okay, finish the quote. But Rip said this.
Come again?
No.
No.
What did you say? Can you repeat the quote again, please?
But...
Go on, repeat it.
But Reed said this
is bad. Is not good. Is wrong.
I have no idea.
No. You don't know?
No.
Okay. No, but Rip said this kid it's like a baby Hitler.
Oh, come on. We did know that. That's incredibly frustrating. I hate myself a little bit. Okay. Are we on finishing the quote?
Yes.
Quote. Are you telling me future Hitler?
Is doing the work?
Jesus Christ. I've not.
Baking cookies with his mommy.
No.
I'm sorry. No idea.
Any final guesses? No?
Fuck off.
No, you fuck off. You can't just tell somebody to fuck off when you don't know the answer. It's incredibly rude. Okay. Are you telling me Peter Hitler is enrolled in a gymnastics class?
Right. Fuck yeah. Fuck Jesus Christ. Yes, fuck.
How many times are you going to say fuck in one sentence?
Oh, don't try me, bitch.
Explicit thing on does not mean that you can take advantage of it. Here, guys, does my shadow look like a shadow beard?
A bit, yes.
Living for it.
Okay. The Nazi scientist who invented the V2 rocket.
And then did something with it.
And
what level
and I know the answer, but I know the
London
plan the words.
Maybe let them all go away.
A part. There's a part missing.
I don't know.
Nobody else? Okay. The Nazi scientist who invented the V2 rocket built it using slave labor, then used it to level London.
I was so close. I feel like I'm going to grunt myself half a pop.
You're the boss.
I feel like if you were the boss, I wouldn't get any points.
No, just because you're Kari, you wouldn't.
Exactly.
Mwah.
Wee.
Why is he laughing at?
Me. Okay, you're fine.
Finish the quote.
Okay.
Look, all I know is that...
I don't know.
No clue.
I don't know.
Who said it?
Carter. We.
All I know is that I love you.
No.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Neither
Luke,
do I.
All I know... Look, all I know is that Savage is not the only thing that's immortal, my love.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, I didn't know that one. I don't even think I heard that. I feel like you might be making that shit up.
I'm not! Why are you saying in this episode that I'm making things up?
Because it's
like my question beforehand and now my question this time. And I'm not making this up. Look, I watched the episode. Okay, you can go.
So did
I don't have any more quotes.
Oh, okay, then Carly go.
I feel like I put a star next to this one, but it should have actually been a different one. Okay, let's go with this. Finish the quote. So stop being an ass.
And talk to him. Something like that.
And go deal with it.
Right.
Elias is broken.
No, that cough I just did just really hurt my tongue.
Put it in the fridge. You're welcome.
Fuck off.
If you tell me to fuck off one more time, I'm actually gonna fuck off. Ah! We're trying to avoid dead air, Elias. Go!
I don't have any more!
Oh, Niecy, go!
Oh. Okay, okay, okay. Finish the quote. Finally, someone
said it.
Finally, someone. I don't know.
Yun?
I don't know.
Okay. Finally, someone who's willing to do a man's job.
Oh, I did know that one. I did. That's what I said. Did you not hear me say that? I said that.
Of course I heard you.
I love you.
I love you too.
All of my arm, because it's bigger than my heart. Okay. Finish the quote. Not committing murder is generally...
the best option?
Best... Being good? Something like that, Captain? Considered being good. Good decision. I don't know.
Take us on your journey! Yoon, do you want to give it a try?
Taken... it's something about being... I don't know. I don't know the word.
Again, take us on your journey. Yeah, considered the right thing. So yeah, I'm gonna
get... Yeah, true, shit.
awesome. Any more for any more?
No.
Finish the quote. Killing a kid?
Not much hero-like.
Literally what I was gonna say.
Not very hero-like. Exactly.
There's a wall there, my darling. If you go all the way up, you're gonna bang your head. Are you okay? Good. It's fine, it's fine. It's all good. Niecy, any more?
Nope.
Okay. Alrighty. So now that we have finished with our finish the quote segment, we're gonna move on to our Would You Rather segment. I'm really struggling. It's because it's dark, guys. I can't see to read. So yeah, we're going to do our Would You Rather, where I am going to give you guys two options. And I don't want you to just pick one. I want you to think about it, consider your options, and then pick which would be the best for you. And if you're listening to this, we're going to have it popped up on our social media so you can vote. And let us know which one you would rather, and if you like, tell us why. So, sorry, excuse me. Would you rather lose the ability to lie or believe everything you're told?
That is evil!
I know. So cue the dead air. We should get like theme music, like elevator.
That is fuck off. I'm just gonna take you through my thought process.
Yeah.
Because most of the things I say to the a lot of people that are not like close friends of mine are basically lies because I don't want to expose myself or shit like that. And I'm a really critical thinker and I hardly believe anything anybody tells me. And I'm really proud of that. And I don't want to lose the ability to lie because for a big part I would lose the ability to act. So, no. But I also don't want to believe everything everyone tells me because then I just think I would be having one existential crisis after another because one person tells me the sky is green and the next person tells me the sky is yellow and the next person tells me the sky is blue and the next person tells me the sky is red.
How are you? I'm so sorry. Art was having an existential crisis right now.
But if I had to choose, believe everything that somebody tells me.
Lisi?
Okay. Why would you ask such a tricky question?
That's the whole point. It's supposed to be challenging.
I know. But it's tricky in my head. Spinny. Sword spinny.
Give it a little scratch. If it helps.
Yeah. Believe everything I'm told, I guess.
Yun, what about you?
Losing the ability because everybody lies and you can trust them if everybody lies to you. So I don't know. I think it's better.
I actually agree. I would rather lose the ability to lie than believe everything that I'm told. I think a films like Liar Liar and things like that, and it actually seems to be really funny when they cannot physically think about the episode in the Future Legends where they take the truth bug and it just causes all that drama, like living for it.
Yeah, but a big part I'm still alive is because I lie my way through life, so
yeah, I know, but I have this sort of different circumstances wherein I have secrets and I have things that, but I don't feel like I need to lie about them. I feel like I could get away with just telling the truth about everything. I hate being lied to. I hate being lied to. So that's what I would vote for. So, that's the question, guys. And if you would like to share your answer, look out for it on our social media stories and on our Twitter feed. They are on Instagram at Bebo's Legends Podcast and on Twitter at Bebo's Legends. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, nailed it. Okay, so there's another thing, which I know. The hypothetical fight segment, guys. So I know I gave you homework last week to research Ghostwriter. Did you do it or no? No? Okay, very good.
You know what? I did.
Of course you did, but no
I
one
did else did. The homework.
Okay, well, you'll be prepared. Next week, you guys have to research Ghostwriter for the hypothetical fight, because otherwise Nisi's hard work has been wasted. But I have a backup one for you this week anyway. So the idea behind the hypothetical fight is I'm going to give you two characters, and we're going to discuss in detail their fighting ability, their emotional circumstances, their mental state, and why we think one of them would win in a fight over the other one. This is also going to be posted on social media, and we would love for you to vote. There's so many people that vote every week to let us know, and we really like that. So let us know what you think. And yeah, so hypothetical fight for week 10 is Sarah Lance versus Oliver Queen.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Look at Nisi's face.
Thank God I recently started to really watch Arrow for Laurel, and
are you losing it over Kate Cassidy again?
Maybe a bit.
A little bit.
But she's awesome, okay? I just love her. And I'm simping so hard. I'm simping so hard over Katie Cassidy. But back to where we started. Where I started. So I know a bit more about Oliver Queen now. And he's a huge ass, self-absorbent, narcissistic dick. I'm sorry, I had to roast Oliver for a moment. And I think that makes him, in certain fight situations, more vulnerable. You know what I wanted to say?
Yeah.
But as we've seen him take down Nyssa without any problem, I really think that Oliver would win over Sarah, because I don't think Sarah could take out Nyssa. And that's it.
Fair. Nisi, what do you think?
Of course I think Sarah. Hello.
I know, I didn't.
But here is the question again. The question is here again. Are we talking, like, Sarah now? Or the bloodlust Sarah?
You can pick whichever Sarah you like, because there's so many versions. You've got Sarah on the boat, then you've got Sarah on Lian Yu, and then you've got Sarah when she comes back and she's Black Canary, and then you've got Sarah who's the White Canary, and then you've got Sarah with the bloodlust, and you've got Sarah who's domesticated. You got Sarah when she's been taken over by a fucking demon. You've got Sarah while she's dead. She's definitely not winning a fight when she's dead. Pick whichever Sarah you like.
Then I'm gonna go with Sarah.
Which Sarah?
Okay, I think the bloodlust Sarah would win over Oliver, but, you know, if, for example, Oliver was on this weird drug they had on Arrow, then she would also, without the bloodlust, win over him, because she would be like, that's not Oliver. I have to take him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
I think this is not about capabilities. I just think Sarah would win just because I like her better. I just think Sarah would win. Any Sarah.
I mean, I think that some versions of Sarah would beat certain versions of Oliver. Oliver Queen before he defeats Ra's al Ghul is nowhere near as powerful with the sword. Until he goes and he trains with Malcolm Merlyn and gets his... I mean, he's good with the sword, but he's not as good. Whereas Sarah's pretty good with the sword, so I feel like she could beat him at that stage, but I feel like after that, I think that's his. I think my vote's going to go with... Oh, it's so hard, Sarah.
Yeah, but like, it doesn't state that they're gonna use swords.
Yeah, like, I mean, I feel like if they're gonna fight, they're gonna use swords. I feel like they're, if they were gonna do like a punch up fight, that would be a hard one to call, because as much as he's got more power on her, I know, as much as he's got more power on her, I feel like her height and things would give her agility, and if they were gonna use weapons, she's been seen with guns and he's been seen with arrows, so I don't know, I'd say guns over arrows. She doesn't really use a bow as much, so she's been taken out by arrows before.
Then, yeah, you got it.
Then again, Oliver Queen has also been defeated by a sword before. So, I don't know. I don't know. I'm going with Sarah. Sarah's got the fight. And I would be genuinely interested to hear, like, some of the people who voted on the last one between Wonder Woman and Thor voted for Wonder Woman just because they like Wonder Woman. So, yeah, I'd be genuinely interested to hear what people think and why they think it. So if you're listening or you see this on social media, let us know, because we're interested. Up next is our shout-out segment, where I posted on social media earlier asking people to, I don't even know what I wrote, what did I write? Have you got any opinions that you would like to share with us, or leave questions, social media handle for a shout out, or general thoughts? So we've got a whole bunch of replies on my own Instagram and on the podcast Instagram. So I'm just going to fire through some of those. Okay. First one, we need to give a shout out to Stephanie, who's always at our lives and stuff like that. The social media handle is SR Olivares 92. Thanks for the love. Everybody say hi.
Hi.
There you
hi.
Go. Nisi, say hi. Good job, proud of you. Nisi has left the building.
No.
You can't wave, Nisi, it's a podcast. Okay.
How long is it?
Social media, Instagram handle, henna.sophia with two A's at the end, says, I like Legends of Tomorrow more than I like Arrow.
Yeah, of course. Everyone with the same mind does.
Yeah, well done. Good thoughts. Arrowverse_multiverse said, Captain Canary should have been a real couple.
No.
And then I got confused because I didn't use social media when everybody shipped Captain Canary, and I'm thinking, who's the captain? Because there were two people that were captains at the time. You have Captain Cold and Captain Hunter.
I think it's Rip.
Either one, no.
But yeah, still, either one, no. But still, I was like, which one is the captain? I was going to Google it, but I didn't, so there you go. Thank you for your
Sorry. Don't move your laptop too much, because something's scraping over your microphone and we can hear that.
Oh, I don't know where the microphone is. How's this now? Better?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. EmilyBet_fan with two N's says, we need Katie, and Ruby in a movie together.
I'm not gonna say anything on that.
Anyone else want to share thoughts on Katie and Ruby?
Like Katie Cassidy, of course. Give me all the movies with Katie Cassidy. But I'm not gonna say anything about the other two.
Fair. Okay. Bebo_legend says, besides Ava Lance, what is your favorite relationship that Sarah Lance has been in?
Nisara, what the fuck? What's that for a stupid question?
I don't know. I really like Sarah and Oliver.
I hate Oliver with every single cell in my god dang fucking body.
Okay, Nisi? You're supposed to be listening, Macy.
Sarah.
What?
Okay.
See, Macy, besides Ava Labs, what is your favorite relationship that Sarah has been in?
With, you know what I wanted to say? No.
No, you said Sarah.
Sarah and Nissa.
Wow.
Oh.
I don't know. I just like her with girls.
I agree. Sarah and Nissa.
I mean, I liked Sarah and Nissa a lot, but we didn't get to see a lot of it.
Yeah, but what we got was so cute, like Nissa in Arrow sitting in the cell talking to Laurel and being like, all I wanted to hear was her laugh one more time. And like, my heart shattered into a million pieces when I first watched that scene.
I mean, that's sweet and all, but like, Sarah and the Queen of France, quite enjoyed
that. That's not a relationship, I'm sorry.
Not a relationship. Those are Casanova hookups.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm counting it, I don't care.
If we're counting Casanova hookups...
We absolutely are.
And the Queen and...
You can't get small.
I'm gonna say Guinevere. Although they John didn't like fuck, but they kissed.
Yeah, I mean John Constantine.
No.
I'm kidding. It's the Queen of France.
That's okay.
Or Alex Danvers, guys.
Alex Danvers.
Look at all your faces.
I forgot about it!
Alex Danvers is the winner for me.
I want that to happen and, again.
Yeah, Alex Danvers.
Alex Danvers.
On Instagram and just, like...
yeah. Winning.
Alex Danvers.
I just saw the exact same picture on Twitter, like, 2 minutes ago.
okay, Matt.Ryan0 asks, how old are you? Very.
My body is probably real. No, my body feels like it's 77. My mind is probably 12, but on my ID it says I'm 18.
Same? No, I'm lying. My body feels like it's, I don't know, 90. It looks as if it's deceased. My brain functions at the same level as, I don't know, a senior citizen with a really dirty and silly mind. My ID says 26. Because I'm old as fuck.
Macy.
Yeah. I am. My mind is probably like, I don't know, 12 or 14 or 17, I don't know. I don't know. 14. Let's go with 14.
So is your head. Oh!
Yeah, it suits my hate. Yeah, I'm a dwarf. That's literally my zoo name today. Nisi the dwarf is in the house.
Thank you, Kari. I didn't want to be rude and say it.
I love you so much, Macy, and that is why I know I can say that.
Yeah, of course you can say that. All my friends do it. So I started to do it myself, so they can't, you know. And my ID says that I'm 20, but I'm not. I'm actually 14.
My body, like, 90. My mind, like, a 10-year-old. And my ID says that I'm 16.
Woohoo! Okay, guys. Matt.Ryan0 also said, what is your name and where are you from? I feel like this is a dating thing. What's your name? Where are you from? How old are you? What's your sign?
Well, if you listen to the podcast, you know what our names are.
Yeah, this is from my account though, so I feel like they don't know who posted it. Like, they don't know which one I am. And the voices.
Well, Elias and Austria! Woo, 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 woo! Same as Arnold Schwarzenegger, by the way.
What am I supposed to say now?
Your name and your song.
I'm sorry that we're from the same country.
You should have sang it together. I'm Elias and I'm Nisi and we are from Austria.
No, that's not gonna work through Zoom. But so we can skip Nisi. Woo!
In Europe.
Okay.
Okay, so, as you know, I'm Junwen and I'm from Mexico.
Woo woo! And I'm Carrie and I'm from Bonnie, Scotland.
Hi!
Yes, awesome. I was going to say something and now I forgot what it was, but it was like really funny.
Okay. I can fix it. I have some glue.
Oh, you're so cute. Okay, and Joseph _ Oh, I remember what it was. Sorry, Joseph. I realized earlier in the week that we've got a lot of people who are interested in the stuff that we post on social media, but don't listen to the podcast because it's not in a language they can understand. So it could be that situation with the whole what's your name sort of thing, like they don't get it from our conversation. Anyway, Joseph _ Gridley says, I really hope that Nicole Maines will be moving to Legends of Tomorrow after Supergirl is over.
Yes, yes, 100,000,000 times yes.
I knew you were going to love that, and that's why I saved it for last. And that was just last off my page, I got a few more. Sorry, bear with, caller. Bear with. What does that say?
Hurry up, I need to pee, please.
I'm going as fast as I can. Bebo _ Legend says, if Snart didn't die, would you want Sarah and Snart to be a thing?
No.
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 Absolutely no.
No, same. Would you though? Would you want them to be? Let us know. It's Claire that's asking.
Like
that.
I was really confused when I watched the last episode and they kissed because it felt like so out of place and completely random. Like, where did that come from?
I mean, he likes her a lot, and I don't feel like she's that interested, but I feel like she kisses him when she knows he's gonna die.
Didn't see that. I didn't see that he was interested.
He literally comes straight out and says it a few times. Like, even in this episode, she says, like, what do you feel? And he was like, about you?
Yes.
Yeah, like, I make those jokes with a lot of my friends and don't want anything from them, so.
I don't know. I feel like that's a thing. Okay. Oh my gosh, this has really filled up since the last time I looked at it. Wow. Okay. BLP _ best podcast says, I love you guys so much.
Thank you.
Love you too.
Thanks so much. We really appreciate that. What a way to finish it. Our shout-out segment. My laptop again. With our wonderful BLP _best podcast shout-out. okay, does anything... Does anyone have anything they would like to add before we close up?
No.
No.
Nisi, answer the damn question.
I could have Sarah Lane sword me anytime.
Thank you very much. So thanks so much for listening to Bebo's Legends podcast. I can't believe that we have gotten through 10 weeks. It feels like it has flown by. We really appreciate all your continued support and hit us up on social media to find out more info and behind the scenes stuff. Love you. Bye.
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 Bebo's Legends podcast, I la la love you too.